Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I'm glad to have you along for our journey through the opening verses of Genesis 4. This time we are going to focus on the mother of Cain, who is, of course, Eve. After she gives birth to Cain, Eve exclaims, "I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord." And this phrase opens up three questions. First question, what is the best translation of Eve's words from the Hebrew language into the English language? Second question, by saying this, did Eve think Cain was the promised seed from Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15? Third question, what do these words tell us about Eve? What we are going to do is take these questions one at a time and answer them. And do not worry, I will repeat them along the way. Let me pray for us as we get started. Father, open our eyes to see and open our ears to hear, teaching us what you want us to know. Help me as the human teacher to be clear. Help these who listen, the students as it were, to learn. Teach all of us together to know your voice and apply your word to our lives. Keep us attentive to this text. Protect us from distractions or something far less important that we are tempted to make overly important, opting to do whatever that is instead of spending time in the Bible. Go with us today, O God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, this will not surprise you. Let's start with the first question first. And that question is, what is the best translation of Eve's words from the Hebrew language into the English language? Admittedly, you might find this a bit technical. So what I will do is limit my insights here, sharing with you only what makes the most sense from the Hebrew language scholarship I have researched. Believe me, there is a lot to read on exactly how this statement should be read for two reasons. First, Eve did not speak Hebrew. So that second, when Moses wrote this in the original language, even he is making sense of Eve's meaning for his readers. And we, of course, come along much later, and most of us do not read Hebrew and do not understand the nuances of the language. So to have integrity, we must spend a short time here with our first question. As you know by now, I always read from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB 1995 edition, On God Is. This is the English language version of the Bible I trust the most. It gives a very accurate translation of the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, in my opinion. So that in the NASB, Eve's words read, "I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord." But how accurate is that? As it turns out, this is pretty accurate. As we saw yesterday, the word gotten, "I have gotten," fits because that corresponds to Cain's name, which means to get or to have gotten. Man-child is well translated. This is not a word we use very often. H.C. Leupold says, "Eve in spirit sees the child already grown into full manhood." I think that's right, and a pretty good definition of man-child. This child who will become a man. And Cain does. And then the word "with" is essential because this is the translation of the Hebrew preposition pronounced "eighth," which, if you are taking notes, is spelled E-T. Eighth means with, or from, or it means by. So to quote Eve as saying, "I have gotten a man-child with," is accurate. So far, the NASB translation is holding up. The final part of Eve's words are, "the help of the Lord." And in my Bible, the help of are in italics, meaning this was not in the original language, which is true. So we can read the text, I have gotten a man-child with the Lord. And that is also accurate. Our name, Lord, is Jehovah. So if you wanted to read this as, I have gotten a man-child with Jehovah, that will also work. Dr. W.H. Griffith Thomas translates this as, I have gotten a man in relation to Jehovah. Dr. Alders, with the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. And John Calvin, I have obtained a man from the Lord. So this puts the New American Standard Bible in good company. Remember our first question, what is the best translation of Eve's words from the Hebrew language into the English language? Answer, I have gotten a man-child with the Lord is the best or pretty close to it. And you might be thinking, who cares? What is this, Hebrew language class? Well, hold on. We will see why what Eve says matters when we answer our third question. But two comes before three, so what is our second question? It's this. By saying, I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord, did Eve think Cain was the promised seed from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15? Now, to this intriguing question, we need the reminder of what Genesis 3:15 says. If you were with us in Genesis 3, you might remember that in verses 14 and 15 of the third chapter of Genesis, God curses the serpent for how he has successfully tempted Eve and then Adam into sin. In verse 15, the words of our God are crucial to know and understand. God says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." As we said, this is the first gospel, or this is the first time in the Bible the gospel is announced. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. Your seed is Satan. Her seed is Jesus Christ. On the cross, Jesus bruised Satan on Satan's head. On the cross, Satan managed to bruise Christ, but only on Christ's heel. This promised seed of the woman we know, because we have the whole Bible, is the Lord Jesus Christ. But Eve could not possibly have known this because this was not yet revealed to her who her seed or who her specific offspring will be. However, could Eve have had Genesis 3:15 running through her mind? And could she have wondered, is my baby Cain the seed that will bruise the serpent on the head? That is the question. Let us be careful that we do not speculate upon what we are not specifically told too much. But I think wrestling with this question is fair and merited. Here is how we can answer this. First, as I have already hinted at, Eve definitely did not have the revelation that her seed will be divine. Jesus Christ is this seed, and Jesus Christ is God in human form. Cain was certainly not deity. It is not until centuries later, a very, very long time, that in the fullness of time, God sent his son Jesus into the world. Eve did not know about this. That's first. Second, while Eve did not have the well-developed truth of who the seed is, surely she saw in Cain a glimpse of what her seed will do in fulfillment of God's promise in Genesis 3:15. Dr. Griffith Thomas puts it this way, quote, "Somehow or another, this newborn son was related to the divine promise and purpose." Third, certainly the woman Eve is eager to see the fulfillment of God's promise. The sooner, the better. Eve would have felt this way because she knows it is her sin and the sin of her husband whom she seduced. It's their sin that ruined the human race. It is her fault that sin has entered the garden in Eden and forced them out of paradise. And so Eve is ever anticipating that her seed will soon come and crush the serpent's head. Our second question is, by saying, "I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord," did Eve think Cain was the promised seed from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15? Well, my answer is yes and no. Yes, in the sense that she thought Cain had something to do with God's promise in chapter 3, but no, in the sense that she did not have the revelation from God that it is actually Jesus who is the seed that will bruise Satan. Yes and no. And let me just insert this here. It is going to become very apparent to Eve that Cain is absolutely not the seed who will bruise the serpent because of whom Cain becomes. And we will find that in the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. If you don't know who Paul Harvey was, please Google his name. One of the great radio voices of all time. So stick with us in Genesis chapter 4. Okay, tick-tock goes that clock, so we're almost out of time. When you come back tomorrow, I will give us some review, and then we will move on to answer our third question regarding what these words tell us about Eve. She is the mother of Cain, and so to understand Cain, it is very helpful to understand his mother. And we will see that Cain is a lot like his mom, but different from her as well. Oh, what a study today. Process this. And you can listen again at godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. And join us again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.